how widespread is that idea on the right?
This is a big movement on the right. There is genuine concern, I think, and maybe also some opportunistic outrage at the idea that the giant tech platforms are suppressing conservative views. Now, this comes from what you alluded to, content moderation. So from the start, online forums have found that they need some sort of moderation of what people say. Otherwise, people can attack each other. They can, you know, libel or defame each other. They can post people's private information. They can post pornography, scams, all kinds of terrible stuff if you don't have people who are setting some rules for the forum and trying to enforce them. Now, when online forums were mostly small, that was not particularly controversial. It was just something that each forum could decide for itself. You know, what are the rules we're going to make? Okay, this person's being a jerk. We're going to kick them out of here. You know, this person seems like they're salvageable, so we'll just have a talk with them and, you know, give them a warning. But over the years, as these tech platforms have gotten huge and become probably the most important conduits of public speech and political discourse in the world, that power, those decisions that they make, have taken on much greater importance, and they've become very controversial. So the big social networks now, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, they have big, fat rule books of all the guidelines for what you can say and what you can't say and what the various enforcement responses will be. And one of the things that they focus on is hate speech or speech that's bigoted. Now, that tends to affect a lot more conservatives in the United States than liberals, and they feel like they're on the wrong side of a lot of these rules. And as a result, they feel like these Silicon Valley tech giants are aligned against them and discriminating against their ability to speak on equal footing with everybody else.
Is this idea of content moderation to tamp down on something like hate speech, though, a new concept? Like, I feel like even back in the earlier days of the internet, you'd go on chat rooms and forums, moderators would be there because there was a rule book in place, you know, sometimes to stop things like hate speech, sometimes to make sure that spam marketing wasn't there. But it had felt like this is something that has been a part of operating within the online ecosystem.